AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID relief checks appears all but dead in the Senate, but millions of Americans are beginning to receive $600 payments. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Some Americans may already have that $600 COVID-19 relief payment lawmakers agreed on in their bank accounts, direct deposited by their Uncle Sam. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said the plan was to start direct depositing those payments last night. Paper checks will start going out today. But after lawmakers agreed on that money, President Trump demanded it be bumped up to $2,000. Democrats said fine. Republicans split on the idea. And since they control the Senate, that's where it's stuck right now. If lawmakers approve it, the extra money will be sent to millions of Americans across the country. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. has conducted another show of force meant to deter Iran from attacking American or allied targets in the Middle East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that.
For the second time this month, a pair of B-52 bombers flew over the Gulf today. The mission comes amid growing concern that Iran may order more military retaliation for the U.S. killing of its top commander, which happened a year ago next week. A senior U.S. officer says there are signals Iran may be planning attacks on U.S. allied targets in Iraq or elsewhere. Iranian-backed militia groups staged a rocket attack last week on the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. Nobody was killed, but President Trump tweeted afterward, "Iran is on notice." Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Yemen, a large explosion struck the airport in the southern city of Aden. Shortly after, a plane carrying the newly formed cabinet landed there. At least 16 people were killed and 60 wounded in the blast. However, no one on the government plane was hurt. This is AP News. Home contract signings were at record levels in November. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Pending home sales across the U.S. were at a record level for November as the market remains strong. The National Association of Realtors says its index of pending sales fell 2.6% from October to November, but contract signings were still 16.4% ahead of November of 2019. With contract signings a barometer of finalized purchases over the next 2 months, Wednesday's report may indicate it will be a strong winter for the housing market. Interest rates remain historically low, with Freddie Mac reporting last week the average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate home loan remains at 2.66%. I'm Mike Gracia.
Britain's House of Commons has approved a trade deal with the European Union that should allow for an orderly separation. The UK left the EU almost a year ago but remained within the bloc's economic embrace during a transition period that ends tomorrow at midnight, Brussels time. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.